Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock. We are live over the scene of an overturned truck that's causing some problems at a major Durham interchange. I'll show you the alternate route to get around this.
And a jacket will feel nice this morning, a little warmer than yesterday. We're still looking at mid-30s up around Roxborough, but mid-40s elsewhere. We are on our way to some record highs later this week. I'll show you when it will be warmest.
Plus, world conflicts often drive up gas prices. A gas expert weighs in on why we're not seeing prices spike because of the Israel-Hamas war.
A major road project is underway in Wake County, and we have a new road closure to tell you about happening today. Just ahead, I'll explain where you should be mindful of when driving overnight and the details about this project.
Thank you so much for joining us on your Wednesday, October 25th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yes, great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your day here. Wednesday, turn of the corner on the work week. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're about to get some changes here weather-wise as well. More heat.
Yes, definitely. It's so pretty out there, too. You know, in the fall, when you have that pretty blue sky against some of those yellows and oranges and the trees, it looks so beautiful. Lovely scene there in Franklinton this morning. Our temperature around the triangle is in the mid-40s, and we're seeing that in most places. In Lewisburg, it's 41. We're still looking at mid-30s there in Roxborough, and it is 37 in Siler City, but 45 in Wilson, Goldsboro, Rocky Mounts, 43 in Roanoke Rapids, and still some 30s back here in the Sandhills, 36 Sanford, 37 in Robin, 47 in Fayetteville, 43 Smithfield, 47 in Clinton. Hour by hour, we warm up into the upper 70s this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Evening temperatures, if you're going to be out after work, temperatures will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm tracking a cold front that is likely to bring us some rain early next week, possibly for Halloween. I'll show you the models coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now, breaking news, Sky 5 live over the scene of an overturned truck. This is on the ramp from 85 southbound onto 885 in Durham. You can see where that traffic is getting by to the left of that scene, but this is a big mess and likely won't be cleared for some time. Thankfully, traffic volume is light enough right now that we're not seeing huge delays on 85 southbound itself. You can see there is a little bit of a backup approaching that ramp trying to get onto 885, but we're not seeing giant backups at this point. Still, you might want to avoid this altogether this morning, take you to the map and show you the best alternate route to get around that. Consider taking the Club Boulevard interchange down to Junction Road and then to Cheek Road. And from there, you can join 885 south of the I-85 interchange and on the other side of that crash and those delays. We're going to get some more details about it. No indication of any serious injuries or anything like that. But also, you can see that the delays are starting to build a little bit there coming in from Club Boulevard. So consider using that alternate route if you're trying to get from 85 down to 885 on the east side of Durham. Still tracking this crash in Holly Springs on the 55 bypass at Avon Ferry Road with some heavy westbound delays coming in from Fuquay Arena on 55 all the way out toward Avon Ferry Road. Also picking up some heavy eastbound delays on the 55 bypass heading in from the Holly Springs Road interchange back toward Avon Ferry Road. A wide view of the triangle here, and we have a few minor crashes that I'm watching around Wake County. Not really seeing any big delays with those. We are seeing backups sort of in the usual spots this morning, including 440 westbound from 87 out to Capitol Boulevard. Also coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, you're seeing about a 10-minute delay from Highway 98 down to the 540 interchange. Measuring a 4-minute slowdown right now coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound and out of Apex through Cary. Some congestion between the 55 and Tryon Road interchanges on US 1 northbound. About a 4-minute slowdown overall.
New this morning, an assisted living facility employee is facing a murder charge in the death of a resident. Fuquay Varina police arrested Cynthia Sellers yesterday. She's charged in the death of 88-year-old Lily Cooper. Police say Sellers pushed Cooper to the ground during an argument September 24th at Windsor Point Retirement Community. Cooper suffered a severe injury and later died. Sellers no longer works at the facility. She's due in court this afternoon.
The state fair is over, and that means more road work is getting started on the Blue Ridge Road and I-440 project. That includes a year-long closure of Barrel Road. WRL's Laura Levine explains that this new work is all part of a big effort to improve traffic in that area.
We're here at the intersection of Barrel Road and Blue Ridge Road. You can see the traffic cones and signs here. Prepare to see more of that tonight when the overnight road closure begins between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. This is a look at the overall widening project in the area. The widening of I-440 will coincide with lowering the grade of Blue Ridge Road and constructing new bridges for Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road to reduce traffic congestion and traffic-related conflicts with vehicles and pedestrians. This Blue Ridge closure will happen for about a year. A signed detour will have traffic follow Pylon Drive, Blue Ridge Road, Western Boulevard, and Powell Drive to access either side of that closure.
Drivers just need to keep their heads up. They need to pay attention to what the signs are saying. They need to pay attention in those construction zones because it can be very dangerous with everyone trying to navigate roads when they're not paying attention.
And starting Friday, overnight closures are scheduled to begin at the Wade Avenue interchange for about 10 nights so crews can begin placing the girders there to build a new bridge. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
This morning, Durham police are investigating two separate deaths just a block apart. Officers are calling this one on Liberty Street a homicide. It started as a call for an assault at Long Meadow Park. A man was unconscious there, not breathing when officers arrived. He died at the hospital. No one is in custody out of this case at this time. Just around the corner at Liberty Street and Alston Avenue, police say they're working on a death investigation as well. At this point, they have not said if the two incidents are related or if there's anything suspicious about this death.
A former Way County school educator is dead after a multi-car crash that left eastbound lanes of Western Boulevard closed for hours yesterday. Police say 62-year-old Wanza Cole did not stop at the intersection with Dan Allen Drive, causing a chain reaction with other cars stopped at that red light. One of the drivers who walked away unhurt spoke to us about what he experienced in that crash.
I was sitting here with the other two black cars over here, and I saw in my side mirror the white car was flying down the middle lane.
One of the other drivers involved in the crash was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Today, lawmakers in the House will vote once more on a new potential speaker. You're looking live in Capitol Hill right now, where Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the next man up for the role. Johnson says he's very confident he'll be confirmed today as speaker. If that happens, Congress can get back to work. It's been more than 3 weeks since Kevin McCarthy was kicked out as speaker, and the House has been unable to pass any legislation ever since, even as a government shutdown is possible next month.
New data released just after 4 o'clock this morning by AAA shows the average price of gas right now in North Carolina is $3.24. A month ago, it was $3.48. Nationally, the average cost for a gallon is $3.54, down 31 cents from last month.
And those prices are dropping even as the war between Israel and Hamas has global tensions rising. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Raleigh this morning with a closer look at the trend and what might be expected in the future. Kelsey.
Well, Jeff, gas prices here at the BP at the intersection of Gorman and Hillsborough are just below the state average this morning. So you see that gas here is $3.21 a gallon, and it's the same thing at the Exxon that's across the street. Over the last month, the average price of gas here in North Carolina has dropped 24 cents. That means if you have a 20-gallon tank, you're saving about $5 every time you fill up. Patrick DeHaan says prices could go back up next year.
Motors should buckle up for 2024 because, like gas prices are falling in the fall, they will eventually go up next spring. And we still could see prices going back above the $4 a gallon mark.
But how does the war play into all of this? Well, DeHaan says that prices should continue to fall throughout the rest of the year as long as Iran does not get involved in the war. They're a much larger oil producer than Israel and Hamas. So he says as long as they don't jump in, we shouldn't see our gas prices be impacted too much. And if you want more information about the cheapest gas in your area, head on over to the WREL Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
This morning, leaders from around the world will be in Raleigh for this year's World Anti-Bullying Forum. The UNC School of Education will host the convention at the Raleigh Convention Center. One guest of note will be Her Royal Highness Crown Princess Mary of Denmark. This is a three-day forum. Today's topics include youth online safety, navigating bullying for students with disabilities, and the role of the classroom environment on bullying. We'll have coverage of this event in our afternoon newscast on WREL. And coming up for us here on Fox 50, we have new information about why an off-duty pilot may have tried to crash an airliner filled with passengers, what he says led up to that incident, and some of the 160 charges he now faces.
Plus, we're learning more about the actions being taken to address crime in downtown Raleigh, from added security to possible bus changes. We'll tell you what's being considered.
And it's an absolutely beautiful day out there. We take a live look at Fayetteville right now, and you can see lots of sunshine. We're on our way to a much warmer than normal pattern. I'll show you when we could see record highs coming up.
Thirteen is the time right now, and this is just a picture of serenity right there, live at Lake Gaston, as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. So peaceful and pretty. The colors changing on those leaves right there. It is gorgeous. And the temperatures are on the rise as well today. Still a little chilly out there, though, Elizabeth.
It is a couple of places still in the 30s, mostly in the mid-40s as you're stepping out the door. But it is beautiful. Such a gorgeous morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro and Fayetteville there right in front of our newsroom. Here's Apex down Salem Street and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Everything is looking beautiful. The high-pressure system that's been with us for the last several days stays with us all the way through the weekend. It's blocking this rain back to the west. You can see this nearly stationary front bringing rain from the Great Lakes into Canada all the way down to Texas. It's not going to be moving in our direction until early next week because the high is going to sit here and block it all. But eventually it's coming our way. In the meantime, enjoy this pretty weather that we have. If you're headed to the Hurricanes, either Thursday or Friday, temperatures at game time will be in the low 70s, which means in the parking lot ahead of that will easily be in the mid 70s. Should be very comfortable for tailgating if you have time for that, you know, during the week. Haunted House Planner, those are going to be packed over the weekend, Friday and Saturday. If you're headed out early, you know, 6 p.m., about 80 degrees, 8 o'clock, 72, at 10 o'clock, 69. So comfortable out there in the woods, just maybe a little bit scary. Too scary for me, that's for sure. What's going to be interesting is to watch our cold front that, of course, is locked up to our west right now, starting to move eastward. Lots of rain with this until it gets to North Carolina. And then it looks like it loses a lot of its moisture and some of its energy. This is noon on Tuesday. Tuesday, of course, is Halloween. We push it on ahead to 7, 8 o'clock, and again, looking dry. So this is the European model. Looking at the American model, it does the same thing. I'm still suspicious. I mean, having a cold front come through, and it's, you know, it's 6 or 7 days out, I'm certainly, you know, going to say we got to watch this for the possibility of some showers. We're going to give it a 30% chance with that front coming through. The models have been inconsistent about the timing and how much rain we could see. Yesterday, it looked a lot wetter. Temperatures are likely to fall. Feeling pretty confident in that. We'll drop on into the 60s, but right now it looks like the rainfall, if we see it, would be fairly light. So just rain possible, falling temperatures, a little breezy. At this point, I wouldn't be too worried about it, but keep checking back if you've got kids that are going to be out and about. Hurricane Tiffany, Category 2 at this point, a little bit of a different path than yesterday. It's a little farther south of Bermuda at the end of the loop here and turning off to the south and east. Still no indication that it would make landfall, just besides brushing near Bermuda. All the models keep it really out to sea for the most part. But of course, Hurricane Otis made landfall this morning near Acapulco in Mexico. It was a Category 5 storm, so devastating for folks there. It is weakening quickly. It's back down to Category 2 now and will fizzle out here in the next 24 hours or so. We're looking at beautiful weather here. Saturday and Sunday, both days will be close to or above records. I'll show you what those numbers look like coming up, Brian.
It is 8:16. Following this breaking news, Sky 5 live over the scene of that overturned truck on the ramp from 85 southbound to 885 in Durham, and all new here at 8:16. It looks like they have that ramp blocked completely as they try to get this truck back on its wheels and get things cleared up out there. You can see where they have blocked the ramp there at 85 southbound. So you need to think about alternate routes, and I think we have a pretty good one for you. The good news right now, though, is traffic is not really backing up on 85 southbound through that area. And if you're coming in from the Butner community heading toward Durham on 85, 95 southbound, trying to get to 885, take Club Boulevard. From there, you can head to Junction Road and then back to Cheek Road. And from there, pick up 885 on the other side of that crash. Again, that ramp now is closed from 85 southbound onto 885. In Holly Springs, we have that earlier crash at the 55 bypass at Avon Ferry Road, still in the clearing stages, still seeing some heavy delays in both directions, especially on that westbound side coming in from Fuquay Varina. Be prepared for some backups through there. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're tracking other delays, including on the south side of Raleigh with some congestion on 40 westbound between Hammond Road out toward Gorman Street. And in the Five Points neighborhood, we had that earlier vehicle fire. Now it looks like we have a report of a minor crash out there on Glenwood Avenue. At Fairview Road, we are seeing some heavy southbound delays. Remember, if you're getting ready to get in the car and you want to keep up with our traffic coverage, listen to us on the radio, 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham.
The off-duty pilot accused of trying to crash an airliner filled with people may have taken psychedelic mushrooms before getting on the plane. Joseph Emerson was in a Portland, Oregon courtroom yesterday where he pleaded not guilty. He's facing more than 160 charges, including dozens of counts of attempted murder. Prosecutors say Emerson told them he took mushrooms about 48 hours before the flight and believed he was having a nervous breakdown. He was sitting in the cockpit jump seat on the San Francisco-bound plane Sunday when other pilots say he tried to shut down the plane's engines. Those pilots were able to stop him and make an emergency landing.
A fire that left 13 beagles dead in Northampton County is now being investigated as arson. Deputies from the Northampton County Sheriff's Office responded to the fire at a dog kennel near Gaston just after 1:30 Sunday afternoon. They found the beagles dead inside that building. The FBI is helping the Sheriff's Office as it tries to find the person or people who started that fire.
We're hearing from the family of the 15-year-old boy who was shot near Moore Square Magnet Middle School in downtown Raleigh. It comes as the teen remains in the hospital fighting for his life. The teen's family says his name is Shamar Leverett. They tell WRAL the Leesville Road High School student has already had one major surgery and likely will need more. Leverett's father says he worried so much about his son becoming a victim of gun violence, he recently bought him a bulletproof vest.
I told him, I said, well, son, you know, it's dangerous out here. You know, kids are getting killed for less. And I told him, I said, make sure whenever you go outside the house, make sure you have this vest on. You know, it snugged him very well. Couldn't nobody tell what he had or anything like that. But, you know, kids being kids, they just be hard-headed.
And he left it at the house.
And he left it at the house. And the time that he left it at the house, this is what happened.
The man accused of shooting the teenager is Stephen Stanley. You see him here on your screen. He made his first court appearance yesterday. He has a long criminal history and is now being held on $1 million bond. He is expected back in court November 14th.
Private security will begin patrolling downtown Raleigh next week in an effort to improve safety in an area that's seen a surge in crime this year. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance is hiring the private security force to patrol the central business district from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They will wear body cameras, and the city plans to have armed private security for the transit station across from Moore Square. City Council's Safe, Vibrant, and Healthy Community Committee is working through several other recommendations to make downtown safer.
There are different audiences here. There are people who are unsheltered who want help. There are people with mental health issues and substance abuse issues who don't want help. And then there's criminal element that is preying on people. So we have to address all of these audiences in different ways.
And the city is also looking at ending fare-free service on Go Raleigh buses. Some business owners have brought that up as contributing to groups of people loitering around the transit station. The City Council Committee will continue to talk about all of these safety recommendations next month.
Also, Michelle, business owners in North Carolina are having a tough time finding workers. A new report by Wallet Hub is posted on WRL TechWire. It shows the state ranked 10th in the country for the hardest place for employers to find talent. Also worth noting, North Carolina has the 9th largest population. The report looked at the rate of job openings for the latest month and the last 12 months. You can read the full report on WRLTechWire.com.
The word cool and Richard Roundtree seem to always go together, and this morning Hollywood is mourning his death. He played that iconic character, John Shaft, in the 1971 action thriller, as well as a series of sequels. His longtime manager reported overnight that Roundtree died after a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. He was also a breast cancer survivor, diagnosed back in 1993, and became an advocate for greater breast cancer awareness among men. Actress Gabrielle Union, who starred with Roundtree in the television drama Being Mary Jane, shared on X that he was always the coolest man in the room with the best vibes. And on Instagram, actor Samuel L. Jackson, who played Shaft's nephew in a 2000 sequel called Roundtree, The Prototype, the best to ever do it. Shaft will always be his creation. And Roundtree's film and television career spanned more than 50 years. Richard Roundtree was 81 years old.
A photographer using a drone to get some video of fall colors captured something extraordinary. As his drone was flying over the Utah mountains, he found himself upon this, a marriage proposal right there. The photographer says he spotted this incredible scene as he was reviewing his video. He was already back to his hotel room. Well, now he wants to find the couple and share the unexpected vantage point of their special moment with them.
Yeah, setting the bar high there. My goodness.
I think they'll find each other.
Right? I hope so. It's incredible. All right, WREL's coverage of the ACC tip-off from Charlotte continues today. Chris Lee, Pat Welter, and Brian Murphy are there. And today we'll hear from the men's teams. WREL will have full coverage throughout the day.
And coming up, we have some traffic changes coming our way tonight. Where you should expect those changes and an update on the I-440 Blue Ridge Road Improvement Project.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're following some breaking news out of Durham. An overturned tractor trailer shuts down a road. Brian Trader tells us where.
Live pictures from Sky 5 there on the ramp from 85 southbound onto 885 in Durham. You can see where that truck flipped over there. They have a tow truck on the scene trying to get this thing back on its wheels. And this is an involved process. And they have closed that ramp from 85 southbound onto 885. Traffic volume right now on 85 southbound is light enough that we're not seeing any big delays. But let's talk about the best alternate route to avoid this entire mess. If you're coming in from the Butner area on 85 southbound, take Club Boulevard down to Junction Road and then back to Cheek Road. And from there, you can rejoin 885 on the other side of that closure. Also in Holly Springs, watch for a crash this morning on the 55 bypass at Avon Ferry Road. Heavy delays in both directions there. And in the Five Points neighborhood, just north of downtown Raleigh, a crash on Glenwood Avenue right around Fairview Road.
It's a pretty day out there. We take a live look at Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine, blue sky with us all day and all the way through the weekend. Our temperatures are cool right now, but we're definitely in the midst of a warm-up, especially starting this afternoon. 47 Fayetteville, 44 in Tarboro, 45 in Irwin, 47 right now in South Hill. Walking the dogs right now, temperatures are on the cool side, but by lunchtime, 72. And by 6 o'clock, if you're walking them after work, temperatures will also be in the upper 60s to low 70s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. An employee of an assisted living facility in Fuquay Varina is charged with murder for the death of a resident. Cynthia Sellers is accused of killing 88-year-old Lily Cooper. Police say Sellers pushed Cooper to the ground last month at Windsor Point Retirement Community. Cooper later died. We'll have more news on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Durham. Live pictures as an overturned truck shuts down a ramp at a major interchange. We'll get a live update from the scene.
And temperatures are still on the cool side right now. 36 in Roxboro. Most of us are seeing mid-40s on our way to some very warm temperatures, possible records this weekend. I'll show you what that'll feel like coming up.
As conflict continues to rise between Israel and Hamas, some people are concerned about gas prices here at home. Just ahead, what experts are saying about how all of this could impact you at the pump.
And Wake County drivers, there are some changes in store. We'll tell you about a new traffic pattern that could change the way you get to work for the next year. been a long time coming, and it'll be a long wait.
Yeah.
We are glad that you are here with us, though. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Maybe a good day to drive with the windows down. Maybe not right now.
Right, a little later.
A little chilly right now, but things are going to heat up nicely. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Rocky Mount. I mean, later this week, Elizabeth, we're talking summer-like temperatures.
We are. We've got shorts and t-shirts weather in the forecast for the weekend. Maybe for the last time. We'll see. I mean, you're about to turn the calendar over to November. It's beautiful in Rocky Mount Mills this morning. You can see the beautiful, gorgeous blue sky there. A little bit of color there in the leaves. Temperatures in the triangle are in the mid-40s, and we're seeing that most places. In Rocky Mount and Wilson, temperatures at 45. Still holding on to that 36 in Roxboro and 38 in Siler City. Temperatures, for the most part, are a little bit warmer than they were yesterday. We didn't see much potential for frost this morning. 38 in Sanford at 38 as well, but 47 in Fayetteville and 46 over in Goldsboro. Hour by hour, low 70s at lunchtime, upper 70s for highs this afternoon. From here, we just continue building on these warm temperatures. I'm also watching a front that will cool things down next week, but could bring us some showers for Halloween. I'll show you what that potential could be coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 8:32, and we're following breaking news in Durham. Live pictures from the DOT camera there of an overturned truck on the ramp from 85 southbound onto I-885 in Durham. Brett Neese just arrived in the WRL breaking news tracker, and let's head out there for a live update. Brett, how's it look?
Yeah, Brian, I'm on an overpass just before that exit here, and it's way up there on the overpass on 85, so as you just saw from that live picture from DOT. But we're going to zoom in from back here in the WRL breaking news tracker to show you some of the work that's being done to turn this tractor trailer right side up and then remove it. But right now, both lanes are closed on this overpass on 85 to get to 885. So right now, it's causing some traffic headaches. But you can see they do have a number of workers there. They do have this tow truck that's called a rotator. It actually has a sort of crane on the backside of it, so that's going to be able to lift that tractor trailer back right side up. And there's a second one right there. They'll use two of those to get those right side up. But right now, that overpass is completely shut down. They do have traffic diverted right now, so it's not really seeing any big backups here at the exit ramp itself. But Brian, this is going to cause some headaches for the next hour or two while they work to clear this. How can people get around it if they got to get to 885?
Brett, that is a big project to get trucks like that back on their wheels, and it probably is going to be, that ramp is going to be closed for quite a while. I want to zoom into that area, show you the best alternate route. If you're coming in from the Butner area and you're trying to get to 885 there from 85 southbound, consider taking Club Boulevard exit back toward Junction Road, and then from Junction Road you can make a right onto Cheek Road and rejoin 885. Taking a look at the sensor readings in that area, that ramp there, that's where we're seeing the only significant impact. Right now, everything's flowing freely in both directions of I-85 through that area. Again, we'll watch the sensors and also that live camera let you know how things are looking. Want to update you about this crash in Holly Springs. A little bit of new information coming in from our sensors. 55 bypass at Avant Ferry Road. This has been a problem for much of the morning commute. We are still seeing some heavy eastbound delays coming in from Holly Springs Road, but it looks like those westbound delays may be easing just a little bit. Still, you're going to run into some backups coming in from Fuquay Varina heading up 55 toward the Holly Springs area. Also in the Five Points neighborhood north of downtown Raleigh, we have a crash reported there, right there at that intersection, Glenwood Avenue, Whitaker Mill, and Fairview, where it all comes together. Still seeing some heavy delays on the southbound side of Glenwood Avenue coming in from the Anderson Drive intersection back down toward Whitaker Mill Road. Consider using Oberlin Road. It's a good alternate route to get down to Wade Avenue.
Thank you, Brian. New this morning, an assisted living facility employee is facing a murder charge in the death of a resident. Cynthia Sellers was arrested yesterday by Fuquay Varina police. She's charged in the death of 88-year-old Lily Cooper. Police say Sellers pushed Cooper to the ground during an argument on September 24th at the Windsor Point Retirement Community. Cooper suffered a severe injury and later died. Sellers is due to face a judge in the Wake County Justice Center this afternoon. And I-95 South is back open in Johnston County after a three-vehicle crash earlier this morning. Authorities say two cars crashed into each other around 3 o'clock. One hit the back of a trailer being towed by a Jeep. That Jeep turned onto its side. Three people were hurt but are expected to be okay. Charges are pending.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, VinFast CEO calling the U.S. auto market difficult. the Vietnamese automaker jumping into the U.S. market and gambling that it will be successful in a very crowded and highly competitive U.S. auto market. But that gamble has yet to pay off. So far, the company has sold just a little more than 2,000 electric vehicles in the U.S. That's less than 1% of total U.S. EV sales. That's according to MotorIntelligence.com. Now, the company is also well behind its target for worldwide EV sales. Of course, VinFast is building a huge manufacturing plant in Chatham County that's expected to be completed in the next year or two. You can read the full story on WREL TechWire.
Thanks, Ken. The state fair is over, but that opens the door for some more road work getting started on the Blue Ridge Road I-440 project. It includes a year-long closure of Barrel Road. WREL's Laura Levine explains this new work is all part of a big effort to improve the flow of traffic in that area.
We're here at the intersection of Barrel Road and Blue Ridge Road. You can see the traffic cones and signs here. Prepare to see more of that tonight when the overnight road closure begins between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. This is a look at the overall widening project in the area. The widening of I-440 will coincide with lowering the grade of Blue Ridge Road and constructing new bridges for Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road to reduce traffic congestion and traffic-related conflicts with vehicles and pedestrians. This Blue Ridge closure will happen for about a year. A signed detour will have traffic follow Pylon Drive, Blue Ridge Road, Western Boulevard, and Powell Drive to access either side of that closure.
Drivers just need to keep their heads up. They need to pay attention to what the signs are saying. They need to pay attention in those construction zones because it can be very dangerous with everyone trying to navigate roads when they're not paying attention.
And starting Friday, overnight closures are scheduled to begin at the Wade Avenue interchange for about 10 nights so crews can begin placing the girders there to build a new bridge. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
New charges this morning in a disturbing animal cruelty case we first told you about last month. Nami Baccarat has been charged with 32 counts of felony animal cruelty after more than 200 animals were found neglected on his property near Garner. Authorities say all the animals were either dead, emaciated, or malnourished. Ronald Kearney, who was renting the home, was charged last month with 90 counts of animal cruelty. Some of the animals had to be euthanized. The other animals were taken to 9 different rescues. Baccarat turned himself in and was given a $160,000 bond. And today at the General Assembly, where you are looking live, we are expecting new voting maps to be finalized. Lawmakers voted yesterday along strict party lines to approve them, setting up today's final vote. The new maps drawn by GOP leaders would give Republicans a bigger political advantage in coming elections. The congressional map would likely elect 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats with 1 swing district. The State House and Senate maps would likely maintain Republican supermajorities in both chambers. Democrats are expected to challenge the new maps in court.
New data released just after 4 o'clock this morning by AAA shows the average price of gasoline in North Carolina, $3.24 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.48. Nationally, the average cost for a gallon of regular, $3.54, down 31 cents from last month.
And those prices are dropping even as the war between Israel and Hamas has global tensions rising. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is in Raleigh this morning with a closer look at this trend and what might be expected in the future. Good morning, Kelsey.
Michelle, good morning. Gas prices here at the BP station that's at the intersection of Hillsborough and Gorman are just below the average. So you can see here that gas is about $3.21 a gallon. Now, over the past month, gas prices here in North Carolina, the average has dropped about 24 cents. That means if you have a 20-gallon tank, you're saving about $5 every time you fill up. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says prices will continue to fall as long as Iran stays out of the war. And that's because Iran is a much larger oil producer than Israel and Hamas.
Motors should buckle up for 2024 because like gas prices are falling in the fall, they will eventually go up next spring. And we still could see prices going back above the $4 a gallon mark.
Right. So as he, you know, just mentioned there, that we could see gases go above that $4 mark. And then when it comes to the war, they're concerned mostly about Iran coming into this. But as long as they stay out of the war, he says that gas prices should still stay level. So if you want more information about how to find the cheapest gas in your area, head on over to the WREL Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
All right, ever tried to eat just one chip or cookie? It's hard, right? Well, just ahead, a new study reveals why your favorite treats can be just as addictive as things like cigarettes and drugs.
And Goldsboro native Caleb Sasser battled it out on the stage on last night, The Voice. The response from John Legend before heading to the next round.
And a live look for you over North Hills right now. Look at the blue skies. It is a chilly, clear start out there this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tells us when a major warm-up will be expected.
And it is 8:44 on a beautiful morning. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mill's gorgeous blue sky. Of course, we've got the Tar River over here back behind the mill, and a little bit of color starting to show up in the leaves there. 46 degrees is our temperature around the triangle. We're looking at mid-40s around Rocky Mount and Wilson right now, too. Big warm-up today. It was a nice day yesterday. We're going to build on that a little bit today with some warmer temperatures, highs in the upper 70s, pushing 80 maybe in some of our southern counties. It's been a chilly start this morning. We've had a few spots in the 30s, 37 still in Roxboro right now, or up to 41 in Siler City, 43 in Lewisburg, 43 Roanoke Rapids, and 49 in South Hill. We look south, and our temperatures have all come up out of the 30s. 41 Robbins, 40 in Sanford, 47 Fayetteville, 43 in Smithfield. So it's been a cool start this morning. Temperatures running about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday, though. Yesterday, we had maybe as many as half of our towns on that map showing up in the 30s. 78 in Raleigh, 77 Durham, and 79 in Fayetteville for the high temperature today with lots of sunshine. The cooler temperatures that we started the week with are about to exit stage right, getting right on out of here as a big warm air mass fills in. Notice the cold air, though, that's on the other side of it. We will feel that next week. This is going to be with us the rest of the week and into the weekend, but then we're going to change that up. So big ups, big downs in the next week or so, week and a half. On Friday, it's not likely to be a record. The record's 87, forecasting 82, but Saturday, our forecast is 85 and the record's 86. So we'll be a degree from it. And then on Sunday, 84, but the record's a little lower at 83. So we could break that record, maybe even tie it on Saturday. So near record highs this weekend. Hurricanes forecast looking lovely too. They play Thursday and Friday, and looking at lovely temperatures there in the low 70s at game time. That means, you know, at least mid 70s for some tailgating out ahead of it. South Carolina State plays at Central tomorrow at 7:30. Of course, lovely. Temperature at 7 o'clock around 70, and we'll be dropping into the 60s. Football Friday, it looks equally lovely as well on Friday, of course. Temperatures in the mid-70s to start the game, dropping into the 60s. High pressure sitting over us right now has brought us the sunshine since last weekend. It's been holding some rain back to the west, but that front will come sweeping through early next week, possibly on Tuesday. And, of course, Tuesday is Halloween. Right now, it's too early to say when, what time, how much rain we might see, but it's a possibility. Keep checking back as we get closer to Tuesday. Oh, I guess I have to talk about 7-day forecast, don't I, Brian? Again, those temperatures over the weekend really warm, but we are likely to cool down some next week, Brian. All right,
now you're finished. It is now 8:47 as we take a look at that live picture of breaking news in Durham. That overturned truck blocking the ramp now from 85 southbound onto I-885. You can see the tow trucks out there trying to get this mess cleared, but it's probably going to be a little while yet before they're able to do it. Want to take you to the DOT camera for another angle of that work that goes on there. Probably need to consider an alternate route this morning if you're coming in from the Butner area on 85 southbound heading back toward 885. Consider using the Club Boulevard exit. You can take that down to Junction Road and then Junction Road to Cheek Road. From there, head back to 885 to get around that closure of that ramp. Seeing some heavy delays this morning on 885 northbound as people take that split onto I-885. That truck overturned is not directly affecting that northbound trip on 885, as far as we can tell. It looks like it's just congestion through that area. They are clearing that crash from the 55 bypass in Holly Springs right around Avent Ferry Road. Still seeing some lingering delays in both directions, but things are looking a little better there.
Police in Ohio say a woman was held against her will in a garage for 4 days by a man previously convicted of kidnapping. Akron police rescued 23-year-old Chloe Jones from that garage last week. The woman's mother says the convicted kidnapper beat Jones with a baseball bat and threatened to burn her. Police arrested the man, William Mozingo. He has been in prison three times before on kidnapping charges. He was also on probation for drug charges.
Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen returns to the stand today for day two of testimony in his former boss's fraud trial. Cohen says it was, quote, a heck of a reunion after leaving the courtroom with Trump. The former president tore into Cohen before entering the courtroom, calling him a liar. Trump continues to call this current civil fraud case rigged. This is the first time Trump and Cohen have been face to face in 5 years. Cohen testified that he had a hand in preparing Trump's annual financial statements, saying they inflated the value of Trump's assets to achieve a higher and inaccurate worth.
The statewide Halloween Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway. Halloween is less than a week away, and you'll notice more law enforcement patrolling the roads looking for impaired drivers. According to the State Division of Motor Vehicles, at least 350 people have died in alcohol-related crashes this year. That's statewide. The Booze It and Lose It enforcement campaign runs through the end of the month.
Video shows a man jumping off a bridge into the World Showcase Lagoon at Epcot because of his supposed bet. Other Disney World guests warned you're going to get kicked out before he jumped. A couple said they heard him and his friends talking about a bet, saying they'd give him $6,000 to jump. The person who uploaded the video to social media said as soon as he got out of the water, security was right behind him. No word yet on if he got kicked out or in any sort of trouble.
We all know sitting down for too long is unhealthy. Exercising for just about 20 minutes daily can help that. Previous research has linked sitting for long periods of time with a higher chance of an early death. A new study finds about 22 minutes of daily exercise could counteract that. Researchers examined data from participants 50 years of age and up, and they say participants had a 38% higher risk of death if they sat for 12 hours without exercise, compared to those who managed to get 22 minutes of moderate to robust daily exercise. Get that heart rate up before you dive into this. The ice cream, the cake, or those chips and cookies you might eat, they may just be as addictive as cigarettes or drugs. That's according to a study published in the British Medical Journal. It found that the combination of refined carbohydrates and fats has a super additive effect on brain reward systems. Researchers say 14% of adults and 12% of kids are addicted to ultra-processed foods.
Our teacher of the week is teaching in the same elementary school that she attended. WREL's Brian Schrader takes us to Hardin County to meet an educator who celebrates her hero every day.
All right, our number of the day was 85.
Kylie Patterson says she knew she wanted to be a teacher before she even started kindergarten.
And I remember on the weekends, my grandma would find me down there in the basement, and I would literally be down there for 5-6 hours playing school. So I just knew I wanted to be a teacher.
Patterson is teaching at Ben Haven Elementary School in Harnett County, where she attended 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade. She's been teaching for 10 years, 8 of them with second graders.
Second grade is probably one of my favorite grades, and I think it's because the kids are still kids. At the end of the day, they still love you, they still give you a hug, but they're also independent.
Teaching can be stressful, but Patterson says she just thinks about her hero, her mother.
I watched her fight a courageous 4-year battle with metastatic breast cancer, and I lost her back in August. And she's my reason that I keep going, because every day was hard for her, but never once did she complain. And that's what I want to do. Teaching is hard, but I will never complain about being a teacher.
Kylie Patterson is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Oh, she's fantastic. If you'd like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Goldsboro native Caleb Sasser is moving on to the next round of The Voice. Coach John Legend chose Sasser to advance out of the show's battle round. Before moving to L.A., Sasser worked at the Raleigh School of Music. And the director there tells WREL, Caleb is proof no dream is too big, and we are so proud of him. Charlotte Hornets tip off the 2023-24 NBA campaign tonight. They'll take on the Atlanta Hawks at Spectrum Center. Teams hit the hardwood at 7 p.m. Several other teams tipped off the NBA season last night.
All right, before we head to break, I'll show you your winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.